capacity roadmap. In order to satisfy significant shifts in demand or to roll out a new product or service, an organization must ensure that it will have the required capacity and time. For example, in a manufacturing setting, the organization must have the plants, equipment, production lines, and workers to produce the output dictated by the production plan within the time allowed. Capacity planning, capacity management, and capacity control are tools that help ensure success in the planning and execution of supply. These concepts are shown in Exhibit 4-13. Exhibit 4-13, Capacity Management, Planning, and Control. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines capacity planning as the process of determining the amount of capacity required to produce in the future. This process may be performed at an aggregate or product line level, resource requirements planning, at the master scheduling level, rough cut capacity planning, RCCP, and at the material requirements planning, MRP, level, capacity requirements planning, CRP, C, capacity management, capacity requirements planning, CRP, resource planning, rough cut capacity planning, RCCP. Capacity planning involves identifying required resources and selecting the best method available to increase capacity when needed. According to the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary, capacity management is the function of establishing, measuring, monitoring, and adjusting limits or levels of capacity in order to execute the load created by all manufacturing schedules. For example, the production plan, master production schedule, MPS, material requirements plan, and dispatch list to achieve expected service and cost objectives. Capacity management is executed at four levels: resource requirements planning, rough cut capacity planning, RCCP, capacity requirements planning, CRP, and input/output control, I/0 control, C, capacity planning. Maintaining proper capacity levels in the most efficient configuration possible enables serving customers in a cost-effective manner. The goal is to prevent an imbalance between supply and demand. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines capacity control as the process of measuring production output and comparing it with the capacity plan, determining if the variance exceeds pre-established limits, and taking corrective action to get back on plan if the limits are exceeded. C. Input/output control, I/O control. Capacity control takes place at the level of everyday activity as a form of input/output control. It corrects imbalances that may begin at the single part or hour level before they become a bigger problem. Attempts to balance capacity with load can result in too little capacity, too much capacity, or the correct amount of capacity, too little capacity. If any site or work center in your supply network has too little capacity for the production goals assigned to it, demand at that point in the chain will exceed supply and you will have to either add capacity, if that is possible, shift work elsewhere, or endure stockouts, long backlogs, or backorders. Too much capacity. If an organization overbuilds or overstaffs a work center or plant, supply exceeds demand. If full capacity is used anyway, this results in high inventories. If capacity is reduced to actual demand levels, available labor hours, work centers, and warehouse space are wasted. Maintaining overcapacity means that some costs such as salaries, lease, or interest payments, and insurance will remain at a high level, reducing profits or creating losses. When load and capacity are not in balance, the organization is inefficient. Serious oversupply can lead to enormous write-downs, plunging stock prices, bankruptcies, and layoffs. Correct amount of capacity. When organizations get capacity management right, supply and demand stay in balance, deadlines are met, orders are filled on time with quality items, overtime is minimal, and they are generally making optimal use of labor, equipment, and space. Continuous improvement practices can improve organizational performance. Even as an organization continually works to maintain accurate levels of capacity, planning horizons. Capacity planning begins with the sales and operations planning, S&OP/production planning process, and continues through production activity control, PIC. Exhibit 4-14 illustrates the levels of capacity planning as they correspond to the levels of manufacturing planning and control. Exhibit 4-14. Planning horizons. Capacity planning starts at a high level, looking at long-range activities. It continues all the way through short-range, daily activities.